Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My name a little skate. Yeah, my nigga bands in. Hey,
my soul.
Flip. Check my name a little skate.
Yo, yo. SSID house calls. Your boy Van. You know what I mean? Here with my brother Burns. Say what's up,
yeah,
Burns.
What's good?
Yeah, yo. Yeah, we back in this thing. You know, we couldn't have left you without a dope pod to step to, niggas. So we back, all right? So.
That's fire. I would have never thought about that. That's fire.
Right, like that, right?
Yeah.
All right, so we got a special guest this week, man. Like, one of the funniest niggas on this side of Earth. You know what I mean? I don't even know how to intro, like, Chrissy. Like, artist, like, license plate connoisseur, like, you know what I mean? All kind of shit, man. But we got Chrissy in the building. Make some noise for Chrissy, man. I didn't want to go full Nori, but I could have.
I love that. You dropped the bomb for me too.
Yeah, you get a flex. You get a flex. Ah. You know what I mean? But how you doing, loved one? How you? How, doing how life great. Treating you?
Life has treated me great. I'm here. I'm living. I'm vibing.
Yeah, it's only right,
love
man.
That. We love that for you.
Yeah, so we're gonna start the show off like we usually do. What you feeling? What you not feeling right now? Like, what's going on in your world?
Nails. I mean, I got a lot going on. Let's see. Yeah, I'm feeling new music. I'm feeling new TV shows that have been coming out.
What you watching? What's your main show right now? You know, everybody got a main show they binging. What's yours?
I'm watching The Hype right now.
That's the Offset joint. Yeah, right?
That's the Offset joint. Yeah, I really like it.
Yeah,
it's dope. He kind of like. Speaks a little bit more. He gives a little bit more personality.
Yeah.
In the series, I like that.
Yeah, I think is it Belfie on there? Belfie, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Belfie.
Yeah.
But she's dope. I fuck with her.
Yeah.
That's dope. You ain't watching the what's the LA Issa Rae joint with niggas is fake Bowen Hills?
Oh, Sweet Life.
Yeah.
I tried to watch that shit. I did. I watched it because like whatever, a little guilty pleasure. But they was pissing me off, man. Like.
Yeah.
They was just all annoying, and it was about, well, PJ said.
Yeah, type shit. I don't know. I used to love that shit back in the day. Like, Bowen Hills was my show. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Just now, I just can't. I don't got the attention span for that shit, really. Like, only John be really watching not. Be like Real Housewives of Atlanta, because that shit is just comedy to me.
Of course. You got to watch Housewives.
It's just hilarious. That's just my Sunday nights, for real. Or no, you binging anything right now? What's on your TV?
Oh man, I'm watching what is it called? Industry.
Industry
is fire.
Yeah.
I'm watching, you know, House of Dragons, of course.
Yeah, House of the Dragon is heat.
Couple, I just told you about the Matt Hoffa podcast shit that was happening too.
That's some real old man New York shit.
I heard that shit is hard too though.
It is though, in a real way. But you not feeling, Chrissy? What's annoying you right now?
Ooh, what's annoying me right now? All of this Kanye talk is annoying me. It's such a hot topic. It really is.
Nigga, no, man. I think Kanye is burnt, man. I'm be real. And this ain't the Shade Room podcast, but yo, this nigga Kanye. I think Kanye burnt, man.
I don't know. We shall see, because
he's a cooked product.
It's too much. It's too much for me to keep up with. So.
For real.
He said, I could honestly say that Sway had the answers.
That was kind of funny.
Dennis, right. Van, Then a couple of days later, he go go black on IG.
That's Kanye though, summed up type shit. Would y'all niggas walk in the fashion show? Let's say y'all was in the fashion show, and the nigga was like, "Yo, y'all gotta throw this shit on." Would y'all do it?
Nah, I'm out.
Out, right?
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah. What about you, Burns?
I don't know. I ain't gonna lie. I probably now, after everything, I probably would walk out.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. You couldn't come back to the hood with that after that
I'm
shit.
I'm saying. And the pictures would be everywhere.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Man, I would have to heat you. I'm sorry. I love you, but I have to heat you, fam.
I know. I don't think I would do it.
I don't think so, man.
I wouldn't even care tomorrow like that, but.
Yeah, this nigga Kanye. Oh, can I add something to what I'm feeling, bro? Yo, shout out to Big Glow. Shout out to Glorilla, man. Yo.
Yeah, in fact.
I'm assembled. I'm part of the Hive, fam.
Glorilla
and the Glowettes. I'm part of the
Glowettes.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm here for it. They're like the Fanta Girls.
Type shit.
You know, man. Like.
They like ghetto Spice Girls, like her and her
yes.
pals.
Yes, yeah. That's the vibe.
That's playing me that song that they was all singing on. I mean, rapping on. That shit was fire.
Yeah, that shit's hard.
That shit's fire. Girl, man, that's what's up.
You seen that at the awards doing the choreography and shit? I fuck with it, man. You need more dancing than rap, like niggas break dancing and shit. niggas be too cool for the boom cats, man.
I'm screaming.
Nah, for real, man. But
I like that other girl too. Maya the Don.
Oh yeah. She be rapping
she
too.
Got that Telfy song.
Yeah. I see niggas trying to hate on her, but nah, she hard, bro.
I don't know why. And it's crazy too, because I was following her since before I even like put two and two together. She was doing music. I followed her TikTok because she's hilarious.
Yeah,
And now who knew? She's the girl with the Telfy. Like, wow.
Yeah, the Telfy, the song blowing up. Speaking of TikTok, I appreciate Chrissy on TikTok. She be sending me some of the funniest shit when I'm high, bro. I be cackling, fam. Like,
nah, some of them really be. I feel like the algorithm is really starting to get to me because it be sending me like very particular funny shit.
Like, did you call me a nigger TikTok? Like, type shit. Like,
yeah.
Like, send me the most.
Nah, I think the funniest one that I've seen recently is that Sean Kingston one.
I'm already
Y'all know I'm lost. No,
that shit is so fucking funny. No internet burns. We gotta fix that. All
right, nigga, my son living in the Stone Ages.
He's like, describe it for me.
I mean, living under a rock.
It's like Link. Do they wear glasses?
This nigga live in the House of Dragon lifestyle for real. Like, no internet, nothing. Just out.
I be sending shit. I be like, yo, what's the context of this? Yeah. It'd be funny, but I'm like, I don't get this. They be like, yo, did you see this? Nah,
I'm going crazy.
I'm like, timeline of the year.
Poor Burns, you gotta watch like 5 videos to understand what
you were.
And then the funniest part is like he be sending memes that was hot like 3 months ago. Like, yo, y'all niggas see this? I've seen this already. He's full like uncle mode with it, like type shit.
So who is that?
Exactly. Yeah, like, who is your friends? You know them people? Like,
somebody come help me.
You know them?
Nah, man. You low key should send them shits on WhatsApp the way he be sending them shits. I'd be crying. Like, that should be funny as hell. That's my boy, though, man. That's my boy, though. Nah, we got Chrissy on the show. Chrissy, I want to talk to you. I want to go back in time, man. I want to talk about you as a youth. You know what I mean? What kind of kid were you growing up? Like,
I was a
how
chaotic
would you describe yourself? Like,
child. I was definitely a handful, is what I will say. Okay. So to paint a picture. it's bad if I laugh already.
That was like an evil laugh too, and I was like, I'm about to tell y'all some shit.
Were you a man ass kid? Like,
something like that. So I had this bed in my room. I had two beds,
right?
And one of them was like an actual bed, and the other was like a little folding chair situation. Was, you know, like
stepbrothers
type shit, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I had one of those, but then underneath my real bed, I had a handle or like a drawer or whatever that had like a handle that like sticked out.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, bet. I'm going to jump from the fake bed to the real bed.
Jungle gym. All right.
Just to give you like an idea.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, bet. I'm going to jump. Boom. So I jump mind you, it's not a real fucking bed, so I just went.
Nigga took a bump, nigga. It's on some Mick Foley shit. I'm crying.
And when I hit, I tried to get to the other bed, where my eyelid clipped the handle on the drawer that was underneath the shit. So I was,
it was cooked. It was cooked for a minute. Like,
yo, I had to get stitches and everything.
Nah, that's nasty. You took a real fall.
You still got it.
Yeah, you got war wounds.
That was my vibe. I was really
a daredevil.
I was like, I used to try to fucking do. My biggest accomplishment was like being able to do an end on my bike. Like,
oh shit, that was why did it sound like you were some Johnny Knoxville ass kid? Like,
yeah,
I was fucking climbing in trees, jumping off shit, like trying to do endos on the bike. I remember I got like a big ass like burn from the brake on my leg, and shit, man, I was so rough and tumble. I was crazy as a child.
You seem like an adventurous child, like, you know what I mean?
I was like, is it hot? Let me touch it.
Exactly. You got any siblings? You got any
Yeah, I have a younger brother. We're he's 3 years younger than me.
So I
was the crazy one, and I think he saw that and was like, "Oh,
I'm gonna just calm down. Yeah.
I'm going the other way.
I see what she's going through. I'm gonna just."
Yeah,
he said, "Whatever y'all niggas do, I'm going the other way."
Exactly.
Nah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
So that shit was hilarious.
So how were you in high school? You was hooping? Like, what was you like?
Yeah, I was into. I started hooping ever since I was like 8, and then I played in high school. I did like varsity. It was fire, honestly. I won't say hated. I wasn't the biggest fan of my coach.
Why every ball player got beef with their coach?
Niggas be dumb. That's why I got it.
You want to run on test shit?
Playing favorites and shit.
Other types of shit. But yeah, it was cool. I played ball. I hated it because like my mindset was just different. I like hated working out. I was like, oh, you're gonna make me run.
Yeah, I want to hold out buckets. Like,
yeah, facts. I'm ready to play games. I don't want to fucking run and exercise, but have like the other players who are so serious and you know, good for them. But it's just like running makes you stronger and makes you a better player in turn. Yeah. You know, they have the emoji. You know the emoji that blows out the steam.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
have that was you. Oh, that was them.
And that was them with like, you know, doing this for my mom. Like love basketball. Like it's great. I love ball. I love hooping, but.
Niggas, that shit is cool, but nigga, you're not trying to hear that while you about to run. Like, I ain't trying to hear that.
Over here, dying. It's like, we love to run. No, shut the fuck up. But we don't.
Yeah. Like, nigga, I'm on my last air, nigga. I'm fighting for my life out here, nigga.
I'm over here fighting for my life right now.
Facts. Were you always into art and shit like that? Or you just, like, how'd you get into that? Were you, like, always drawing growing up? Like...
Yeah, I think I've always been, like, artsy. I don't think I was ever, like, pushed towards art. I was always just kind of like doodling, and then one day someone was like, you know, you're not that bad at that. But yeah, I always fucked with art class. My shit was always like cute and cool. I would always be like doodling and stuff. So yeah, I used to love arts and crafts. Big heavy on the arts and crafts. One day I do like art school or some shit though. I feel like that might be fire.
That'd be cool, like,
you know, a little vibe.
Yeah, type shit. Was your parents supportive of that? Like, you drawing and shit like that? Like, that's a no.
No, that's a hard. Nah, like, they fucked with me, like, doing art and stuff. Right? They was just like, you know, you have school too, right?
Yeah.
Like, you have to, like, read a book every now and then.
Typical. That's like the black experience, low key. Like, that other shit is cool, but, like, what's up with these grades? B?
Right. Like, if you knew them damn homework like you knew the song lyrics.
Yeah, right.
Every song, like, every word to Nelly songs. Right.
Right.
Type shit. Type shit, man. So one thing I've always noticed about you, Chrissy, is that you like to get flea, right? Like, so what was you wearing in high school? What was your brands like? What kind of dresser were you?
I feel like in high school I was a whack dresser. I'm not gonna hold you.
Wasn't Stephen?
No. All right, you know, let me not play myself. First of all, I wasn't a whack dresser, but
let me not play myself. Now I gotta reevaluate everything.
Redeem myself.
I feel like in the moment, I was swagging to what was going on with the times.
Poloed out.
Yeah, Ugg boots, polo boots, Prada.
Dunks was the shit back. I mean, you know, cargos, the polos, all the rugby joints.
Yeah,
were
you a rugby Juicy Couture bracelet type of girl?
I was like a mixture of that, but not fully. I definitely got the Juicy Couture bracelet and the rugby, but like I swagged it a little differently.
Right. You might have thrown cargos on with yours type.
It was still like it was that, but it was very much Chrissy.
Right. What's your? You had any brands? Specific brands you was fucking with? Like.
I don't hate to say. Abercrombie, I OD fucked with
Abercrombie. I knew she was gonna say it. I was about to answer for her, but I'm like, nah.
You was at Roosevelt Field fighting with niggas for the shirts and shit. Right.
They used to have the fire ass hoodies. Oh, and do y'all
remember? Cargos was lit, but $80 for a cargo is crazy at them times.
Have like these hoodies, like these zip up hoodies that had like the big ass peace sign.
Oh yeah, niggas was going crazy with those.
Yo, those were so spicy. I had a green one. those were.
That's hard.
Yeah. Oh my god, and Victoria's Secret at the time was fucking running rampant.
What you had the Love Spell perfume?
Oh, would
you?
No, we had Love Spell. We had Heavenly. Heavenly was the shit back then.
Hold on. Was you a Love Spell or was you a Cucumber jump? Bath and Body Works jump?
You have both, but I feel like I was a Love Spell.
Okay.
I feel like
that's
I
important. Would... That's important right there.
That's like key information.
Yeah.
Oh, so they had the pink pants. The Victoria's Secret pink pants that always say like pink on the butt or like BS or whatever.
Yeah, they went crazy with those too. The
Uggs and the hoodie, you know.
I never walked with Victoria's Secret.
You ain't never had the Cabo joint something from there? Nah. Like Christmas?
Nah. Until I had a girlfriend, what, like 4 or 5 years ago? Yeah, but other than that, any other shorty, I was never going, not even with my mom. Like, I guess my mom wouldn't be shopping and stuff.
Yeah, I hope your mom not wearing pink, bro.
Like, not pink. I'm talking about Victoria's Secret.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, I've never been in that store until, like, what, 2017?
Yeah. That shit made me miss the old mall with the big ass blimp in the middle type shit.
Yo. Yeah, yo.
Fucking man.
Yeah. Remember that shit on, like, Saturday nights? Them shit's just crazy.
Nah, that shit is OD lit.
Yeah.
I used to walk past this store. I used to have Steve texting me. I used to be like, "Yeah, one day I'm gonna get one. Fucking $300 coat. Yeah. With that.
You'll get those shoes one day, Marcus. That shit was hilarious. Nigga was 50 in the movie. You know, so it's funny about Chrissy. Like before I even met Chrissy, I'm talking like maybe like 10 years ago. Niggas was like, "Yo, you should hang out with this girl named Chrissy I know." And I was like, "I don't know who she is, but like, shout out to her, like." It was like, y'all niggas will get along. And I was like, yeah, whatever, nigga. But also, I think, you know, niggas would be like that. But then the funniest thing is, like, I also found Chrissy because, you know, remember that movie Strange Thing About the Johnsons? I was on YouTube.
Yo, reaction. I heard about that. I never saw it, though.
And her video came up. Like, she did, like, a video. I don't know if she remembers that, but like that's how I found. Like I was like, "Oh, this girl's fucking hilarious." She has like one of those live reaction type Jones, but that shit is hilarious, man.
Yo, Chrissy, what were you doing?
I don't know, but like that shit was so funny. I just remember watching that shit like years ago, and that shit was hilarious. But what was you wearing in high school, Bruno? Like, what was your brands like? Were you like?
Well, you know the stuffy. I was still wearing like polo with 10 deep, right? I had a few rugbies. I didn't buy my first pair of products till 11th grade.
Was you a Morris nigga?
Nah. That was, I ain't gonna lie, that was probably only some Harlem maybe scene, but it was probably some Harlem shit. I can't think of anybody wearing Morris like that. Maybe older heads, but
only nigga I know in the hood with Morris was like Tyran. Shout out to Tyran, but like he was
like I couldn't do that. That's I couldn't my boy, do that. But like
he's one of the only. Was he paying a mortgage at the time?
Type or shit. Like they have a 401k, but Morris. That nigga was
awesome. Yeah, I never fucked with Hollister Abercrombie like that. But I'm gonna go to American Eagle to get the camos.
American Eagle, yes.
Right there. I mean,
you know Levi's because you know I couldn't.
Which Levi's? The five? Were you a 501s or 514 type nigga? Like.
Oh damn! Probably. I mean, nah. The 514s was the slim, like the skinny joints, right? Like the slim shit. You know, because it was the light feed days, right? So it was.
You seem like you used to get light.
I had 501s. Nah, I never got light. I wasn't no team or nothing.
Chris,
I
was seen an old picture of Brunel. He looked like Roscoe Dash, fam. Like,
oh my gosh! I think I recall.
I had a mohawk.
Nigga had the Travis Porter look. Mr. Shawty put it on me.
Yeah, that's funny though. That's funny. Cause I never remember that.
That shit is classic. So you went to college, Chrissy, or you go what'd you
I did, yeah. So I did a community college situation for a little bit. Right. I think I was there for 2 years and then I transferred to FIT Fashion Institute and I did the rest of my time there.
So we had Michaela on the show last. Shout out to Michaela. Love the hush. Shout out to her. So she was telling us her fashion school stories, right? You got any crazy fashion school stories? Like, how was it going there for you? Like,
oh man, so it was a little different for me because I was taking night classes, so I wasn't there like in the beginning of the day. But when I would get there in the afternoon, that shit is like a zoo. Yeah. But like for like influencers, it's weird. Mm-hmm. Like,
I don't imagine what it's like now with TikTok.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because this was in like 2016 when I was going, so this is kind of like, you know, like more beginning of like the influencer culture and like that whole thing. Yeah. But it's crazy. Like, I don't know. You just walk around and literally just imagine people's hands out, like recording themselves or taking selfies. Everybody's taking a picture of somebody's outfit. You know, everyone is just dripped down. Yeah. The girlies are wearing heels.
The class and shit. Like 7 a.m. type shit.
Yeah, 7 a.m. It's like, what are you doing?
All you hear in the hallway is like 5 kids for your full outfits. Like,
right. Exactly. So it's very like.
Is fashion school like clicky? Like I've heard that too. Like it's very like,
yeah, for sure it's clicky because there be some like really like affluent kids there who come from like famous families or you know that kind of thing, and like they will stick with their own like or like the cool kids, you know, type shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely clicky. For sure.
It seemed like that. Like, I don't know. I went to visit Amanda one time and I was just like, yo, these niggas is weird up here because.
Yeah, it's definitely different. The vibes are way different.
Yeah, them niggas is on smart. I wanted to go to fashion school for a minute. I can't lie. Like, I low key wanted to take like one of those like business classes at fashion school, but I don't think it was for me, man. I'm too much of a real nigga for that shit, man. I couldn't.
You know, Google is free. Like,
facts type shit. Type shit.
That is true.
Yo, so you're a model. How did you get into modeling? Or some Zoolander shit.
So funny and random. So I used to work at Home Goods, and I was ringing this lady's stuff up, and she was like, oh, you have really nice hands. Like, you should be a hand model. Have you ever thought about it? And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't know what's going on.
Did you think it was some, like, you know, middle of the mall shit? You remember how niggas in the mall would stop you? Like, yo.
Yo, that happened to me one time before.
New faces or whatever.
Yeah, new faces. Oh man, another Roosevelt Field, like relic. Yeah, anyway. Nice. But nah, I didn't really know what she was talking about, and like, I just at that point was so like robotic in doing transactions. Yeah. Like she said something that was out of my script, you know.
I was working at Home Goods. How was that like? Because I used to work at Bed Bath for. No, Yeah, Bed Bath part time. So I know how that.
I heard Bed Bath was so shitty.
Yeah, I used to work there part time.
What happened? I'm dead. You know what's so crazy too? This girl who used to work at Bed Bath also used to work at Home Goods.
It's like a transition, bro. They might be under the same umbrella. So I'm like, how was it working there? Annoying as fuck. Retail,
it pretty much, yeah. Retail sucks. Honestly, I liked it for the first week because it was the first week that the store opened, so it was lit. But then after that, yeah, like niggas was happy. The spot across the street, they like sent like, you know, like 12 boxes of pizza. Like it was great. But then, shit went left, and I didn't really like my manager. She felt like she could talk to me any type of way. I didn't really like that.
Yeah, that's the retail experience. Niggas be,
and I was just like, in the army and shit. I'm like, saying, like, Miss Girl, we are both at this Home Goods together. Let's not get it twisted. Yeah.
Selling these pillows.
Hello.
Relax.
Yeah, so Home Goods was ass. Do not recommend. And if you ever want to work there, the discount is only 20%.
That's trash. So.
Yeah. Or 10, I think.
Niggas get coupons for more.
Basically, right.
That's true.
So you meet up with this, the lady tells you about the hand modeling thing. So what's your first
thought? Telling me about hand modeling. I was just like, I don't know what she's talking about. But then it kind of like put a little light bulb in my head or whatever. So I got to Googling and I found the agency that I'm with now. But I didn't really know what to like make of it or what to do or anything. So I took some pictures and I sent them to her. And actually, I'm lying. I took my brother took pictures. He's gonna kill me if I don't say that because that's his like claim to fame is that he took the pictures. Yeah, shout out to my brother Chris. His name is Chris.
Shout out to Chris, bro.
Shout out to Chris. But yeah, whatever. So my brother took some pictures and I sent them to the lady. And you know, took a little while, but she was like, "Oh, come in, bet." And I went in and I thought we were just gonna like meet. But no, she signed me on the spot. I was like, "Oh, period. Okay.
Shit, look at you.
Like now what?"
You know, so. I does this.
All right, whatever. So do you know that video of the lady who she's like also a hand model, but she like doesn't touch anything? It's like very like exaggerated. I don't know if I've seen this.
Yes.
You've probably seen it, but I had to go to her crib.
Time out. Nah, you gotta walk us through this.
All right, let's go back a little. So I go to the agency, I get signed, bing, bang, boom, we're there, right? So now, as anyone would, I was like, okay, now what?
Yeah.
So she was like, all right, cool, like, I'm gonna send you to this lady. She's like a coach.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
And like you know, you get some more experience and da da da.
Top model type shit, like some
right. You feel me? Yeah. So exactly. So I'm very new to this world. I don't know what is going on. So this is exactly what I thought. I was like, bet I'm about to go meet Tyra Banks and fucking Jay Alexander. We're gonna walk Ms. the red carpet, you know, Miss J and all everybody, right? Yeah. So I was like, okay, you know, now obviously I realize she's just trying to give her girl some play, which is cool. I get it. Yeah, we're supporting the homies. Yeah. It's fine.
Little pipeline, like I get
right.
it.
Yeah. A little shum. So unbeknownst to me, I did not know I was going to this woman's house. But she's just like, here, go to this place, da 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 da, like set everything up for me, kind of thing. I was like, all right, cool. So I go, I get there, and it's her.
What did you say? Like, well, you just was like, nigga. Like,
I was know. Just like, no fucking way. Like, in my head, I didn't really know what to say because, like, I don't know. Her vibe is very sweet woman, really nice woman. Right. However, the vibe
What's
is
the
like,
setting like? Like, will you walk in and it's like,
give her get out,
like, smoking crystals
okay,
going
so
on?
So imagine, like, you know, in the morning, how they'd be having like those yogurt commercials and it'd be like, so it's like that. That's the vibe, right? That is the vibe of the house. There's like windows.
Little House on the Prairie type vibe.
Little House on the Prairie type shit. Okay, so boom, the house is empty. There's nothing in the house. Well, not the house is empty, but there's nobody in the house.
I was about to say, is it like Taz Angels? Like,
imagine. Oh my God. So it's me and his hair, and we're just there. And I'm like, all right, I'm here. I'm in your house. Like, cool. She she has a drawer full of like gloves, like hand gloves to like protect her to like protect her hands
and condoms. Yeah.
They might be
I was like, what am I? You know, they're all different colors and shit. So there's that, and then she's like, okay, like let's start with some light stretching.
Nigga, like what?
Yo, it's like, what are we doing?
This is just like basketball camp.
Yo, so we're there. Stretching, we're doing arm circles, like literal calisthenics, you know.
Nah, this is some Karate Kid shit. I'm crying.
OD, some Karate Kid shit. And then like we looked at my hands. I would never forget this too. So she was like, okay, I'll show you mine. And then she's like, let's look at yours. And then she goes back to hers. And then I like kind of reached my hand out. I wasn't gonna like touch her, but like oh yo, she God. Pulled her hand away so fast.
Oh nah, she said no. Where's your gloves?
Like, where's your gloves? Like, do not touch. But yeah, no, it was cool. It was cool. We like, I don't know, standing in the mirror, like holding like a jar of peanut butter. It was weird. She's like, this is gonna build like your stamina when you have to, you know, be on set.
Be on set. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, like, so I was like, okay, I get it. Like, we're training.
You know what that reminds me of? Y'all niggas ever seen Five Heartbeats? And you remember the niggas had to teach them how to dance, and they went to that nigga crib. That's all I can imagine Chrissy and did. Just also,
do it again.
Same shit. Oh man. So how was your first job? Like, what was the first job you booked? Like,
oh man. So the first job that I booked was with this nail polish brand, Essie, who I still work with them a lot today. And it was really funny because I didn't know what to expect. And like my agency, she didn't really give me like, she just sent me the address and the time. And I was like, okay, cool. Yeah. So I showed up. She told me like the rate or whatever. I go there. I do the whole job. I'm there literally till the cows fucking come home because I'm like, when are they going to pay me? Like, what do I get paid? I didn't know about Net 30. I didn't know anything about that. Like,
I just thought they were going to cut the check, print it out.
Yo, right there. Yeah. I'm there kikiing, like, making extra small talk for shit I do not give a fuck about. Just
how early was your call time? Like, was it super early? Like,
nah, I wasn't too early. It was probably, like, 9.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 9 a.m. I think the earliest call time I've ever had was, like, 6.
Damn.
Crazy like that, yeah. Sometimes it should be, and that one pissed me off too because we'd be there fucking early and we didn't start shooting until like 11:30 or something crazy like that.
So you get there, niggas are still setting up, you like, bro,
yo,
ready.
OD, like come on, bro.
Oh man, so what's it like, what's your process like before you get on the set? Is it like anything you do, like
I will.
Still hitting them stretches.
You got like, stretches, yeah.
Right. No, I start by doing calisthenics, and then I eat two raw eggs. No, I'm just
kidding. Right,
like Rocky. Give it a stretch ball. Type shit. Right. No, I don't really do any like hand stretches or anything because I do nails now. Like if my hands are tense, like I'll try to like just work it out a little bit. But cuticle oil and hella lotion is really all I do the day before, and just try to make sure like my shit's not looking too jacked, you know, because most times it's like a manicurist on set or somebody there who's there to like, you know, fix me up or whatever.
Do you ever have any say in like what your nail situation is like? Like,
yo, stuff. It's so crazy because I don't
right.
You just like in, at all. Like, basically, a lot of the times I do not know like what we're gonna do. Like I just be pulling up and I'm like, oh, all right, cool.
This will be on today.
All right. I'm like, all right, cool. This is what y'all want me for, I guess. So yeah, but most times like the client will want it like a specific way. Like SEE specifically, like they want my nails to be like shorter. Because it's supposed to be like more attainable for like a consumer, you know what I'm saying? So brands be thinking like in that mind state a lot of the times instead of like, oh, this looks cool.
Right. Like, which is not like us, like most people are thinking about it. Like, you know,
crazy. If somebody come with like long nails, you're like, are you nail shaming now? Like
dead ass. Right. We're nail shaming. Your nails are
nail shaming.
Is this what we've come to as a society?
Yeah, get these nails out of here, like type shit. Like, you have a favorite? You have a favorite shoot that you've done? Like,
ooh,
because all I think about is remember when Eva was on Top Model and she had the spider. Like, you got any shit like that? Like,
yeah. Do I have my? Yo, I love that. That is your reference point. Do I have my spider moment?
Yeah,
like, I would say some of my proudest work. Was holding an iPhone and rotating it horizontally and vertically for like 30 seconds at a time for Snapchat. That was pretty cool.
Oh,
yeah. It was when they were doing the, I think like the spectacles joint or something. They were trying to, oh, I don't fucking know.
Remember them, Jones? The little glasses they were trying to sell?
Yeah, it was a fail.
Yeah, Snapchat is just a fail, like. I feel like if you on Snapchat now, I feel like you low-key just using it for the filters or you selling box. Like,
or you're like, scamming.
Yeah. It's like the scammers, the vagina merchants, and the niggas who just want filters is on it.
I mean, you know, or for some people, they like the memories.
Yeah, the memories is cool. You see somebody you used to hang out with, now y'all don't hang out no more. Like, you know, I get it.
On this day, 4 years ago.
What sucks is there's going to be a company that's going to bring something like that in the next 5-10 years, and it's going to be the biggest thing. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it's like, yo, remember Snapchat in 2020 or 2019 when it's like...
Niggas on there just hurt their feelings. They're on there seeing the shorty. They didn't. No more just hurt. Like, niggas in pain. That shit is hilarious, man. So how was it to see yourself in, like, a store or something? Like, or in a print? Like, how was that first time? Like...
So crazy. Cause like, I think I was in Target. I remember being in Target and I saw my hand. Or no, I'm lying. I was in CVS. But nobody knew it was me. Like no one gave a fuck.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's literally the thing about no the hand one. Model thing. Like you're no, but like you're still like I'm.
Literally, I'm in the aisle going crazy, and this lady is juicing.
Look at my hand.
I know
excuse
that hand.
Me. She's like, I'm trying to reach something.
I'm trying to get these pretzels. Can you get
over there putting her hand on her stories?
Yeah, literally. So I was definitely hype about it. It's such a cool feeling, and I'm like, I don't even know who y'all walking amongst right now.
Like, it's like that Bow Wow video. They don't know it's me. The
right, they don't know it's me. This is funny. It's like when Drake puts on the wig and he's like, so, dude, what do you think about Drake?
Drake sucks, nigga. Yes. Oh, man. Nah, that shit is hilarious, man. So, like, what made you transition to become, like, a nail tech? Like, what was that decision like?
I feel like it kind of just happened, like, naturally because I was just doing nails so often and always getting my shit done or whatever, or getting my nails done, rather, so often. I was like, oh, I could do this. And somebody heard me and they were like, oh, bet. Do you want to fucking do nails?
Let's put this in the test, nigga.
You want to do mine?
Literally, I was like, oh, okay. I got a apprenticeship at the salon called Paintbox. My girl Evelyn hooked me up, and so I started doing nails there. I did like this little apprenticeship and did all my nails, and then they hired me, which was pretty cool. I got my start there. So it felt like a pretty natural like progression and transition though. And I was like, you know, I've always been creative or whatever, so
it's like, you know. I guess it go hand in hand, like it's like a perfect fit. Like,
see what you did there. Like, yeah. That was good.
I'm a professional. I do this. This is what I do. But like, so what's that training like? Was it also like being a Five Heartbeats member, or was it like?
It kind of like yes and no. So like when I was at Paintbox, like I learned nails like the Paintbox way, which is cool, but it's like a lot more to what they do, and they only offer like but so much service type shit.
Right.
So then it was kind of up to me to like go out on my own and really figure out, you know, like what am I interested in? What do I want to do? And now like the rate at which like the nail industry is growing and changing is fucking like never before. Every day it's a new trend.
What do you think was causing that?
Instagram and social media trends. Yeah. And just like accessibility. Cause like, you know, it's not how it used to be before, where it's just like acrylic is so many different like methods and things that the girlies can do now these days. So I think, you know, just the rate at which all the trends are going, and then like TikTok specifically, it just put nails on crack now.
Yeah. How do you feel about clients that come in there and be like, I want this, like specific kind of thing? Like, it's like you know, when you know how DJs hate when niggas come in, like, and like,
play this song. Yeah. I mean, I try to steer away from it. Like, I get it. Not everybody is like, you know, super that's something I had to learn too. Not everybody is like out there with the nail art and the designs. Right. So if I'm like, let's do this thing that I don't think is crazy, you know, somebody is going to be like, are you sure? Like, I, you know, the nails are, and I'm just like, oh my God, like just live a little, but you know, each his own. So yeah, I mean, I try to stay away from it, but whatever, if you're coming and you want like green nails, we can do it. It's fine. Like,
yeah. Like, you low-key could do these yourself, but I'm happy to.
Right, like it's fine.
Yeah. How was it to start your own company with it? Like, what was that like? What was that decision like?
Oh my gosh, it was a labor of love. Yeah. So basically, the pandemic had happened or whatever, and I was still working at Paintbox, the nail spot. And then, you know, everything went to shit, and I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to take this thing on the road. Like, let me start going to people's friends and stuff. You feel me? Take my talents to South Beach. Yeah. But then that got messy, because I would always be like up and down, and I would always be at somebody's crib, and I didn't really know what I was going to be walking into. So it's just like, if you and your man is arguing and I pull up and I'm like, hello, I'm here to do nails. You feel me? Stupid bitch. Like,
niggas just beefing, and you just sit there like,
I'm just there filing. You feel me? Like, trying to make what I can of the story. Like, like,
you agree with him? Like, low key, he ain't lying.
Right. You know, I see why now. Like, you feel me? So it would be like shit like that, and I'm just like, oh, I'm good. I'm so Gucci. And then I kind of had like a moment. Y'all remember in SpongeBob when Patrick was like, why don't we just take a video and put it over there? Like, yeah. I was just like, why don't y'all just come to my studio? Yes, thank you. I'm so glad that one clicked. But no, I was just like, why doesn't everybody just come to like me? And that's when I kind of decided to like get a space and get a studio. I had no idea what the fuck I was doing. I still kind of don't. But it's really cool, and I think where I'm at now is really fun. I always say it's like building the plane and flying it at the same time, which is really
scary. Which is crazy.
Right,
exactly. As a pilot, but as far
as what you're doing,
it's okay.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, sometimes you got to do that. Like, what did it mean to you to get your own spot? Like, you personally, like, what did that mean to you? Like,
it's pretty cool. Honestly, I don't even really think that I've fully, like, figured out what it means. I think I'm only now starting to come into it. Mm-hmm. I've been in here for like 2 years almost.
Wow. Damn, yeah. Tough lives, man.
I know. It's really crazy. Yeah. But I don't know. It just feels very big girl of me. You feel me? Like mm-hmm. Wow, look at you. You did that, huh? So it's really cool. It feels like my little safe haven, my space. I come in here and I run shit, you feel me? So it feels...
I'm P. Diddy this shit.
I'm P. Diddy this shit. Where y'all niggas is walking to get cheesecake. But nah, it feels really good. It's really rewarding. And I think each time I come in here now, especially now, y'all got to come through too because I just redecorated and did some things in here, whatever. But, you know, seeing my new space now really makes me feel good. And I learned how to hang things on the wall. So seeing my shit up there on the wall.
You team YouTube University with that?
Yo, or you freestyle? I'm like, it's more freestyle, truthfully. Yeah. But, you know, once I hung the mirror up, I was like, I can really do anything.
Do it all.
Yeah, it's like a 50-pound mirror. It's on the wall. It hasn't fallen yet.
So. It's going to stay up. I got
right. It's I have faith, too. You know? It's like, why would it fall now, you know?
Yeah, and plus, like, you know, just being a creative and having your own space, it's like every creator's, like, dream, like, you know, just to have to do this shit.
1,000%.
Yeah, you got anything else you want to accomplish? Like, what's next for you? Like, what's next on your plate?
Ooh, next, I don't know. I want to be like on TV or something.
I can see it. Like... I can definitely see you like like on some Black Ink shit, but like not like also like
I think you're being a host, yeah, like... have a host of a show or something.
Yeah, definitely mm-hmm. see you hosting some shit too. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be fire. Yeah. I'm trying to get my vlogging back up together. Nice. You know, maybe give the people some more reaction videos.
Streets need that because that shit is still funny to me. Like, I think about that shit all the time. That shit is still funny.
It really was. That shit is crazy. I don't know. Have you ever seen that shit, Burns?
No.
Oh, I'm gonna send it to you.
You know I'm out of it. You know I'm out of it.
Yeah, I'm gonna send it to you, guys.
Maybe
so
tonight
funny.
You can have some homework.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. I'll send it to you, Slime. Oh, we gotta talk about the whole festival thing. How is it like working festivals, fam? Like,
oh my god,
it seems so stressful to me. Like, and I don't even do it.
It is, but it isn't. Like, it's stressful in moments. Mm-hmm. Like, and everything is a fire, and it's always hurry up and wait. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. like, everyone's problem is an emergency. Yep. Like, off rip.
Like, right. It's always code red, I'm guessing. Like,
yeah, it's like always. It's like, oh no, we have to get them now.
Yeah.
Like, but that shit is really fucking fun. I can't hold you. It's really fun. I work with like really cool people. You get to meet a lot of different people. You know, you get to see some of your favorite acts, depending on genres that you work in. Mm-hmm. And even if they're not your favorite acts, you get to see like fucking legends. Like I saw Stevie Nicks last weekend, which is crazy.
Shit.
Yeah,
Puerto Rican Bronx legend.
Right, exactly. So it's just like,
you have any funny interactions you can say on here? Like,
I'm trying to think. Dang, what's a good one? I mean, it's maybe not funny. I guess it's funny if like you have our sense of humor, which you do. So, I was in Miami. And I was like working in like the little compound area for the headliners.
Right.
And I only had three artists that day. I had Lil Baby, 21 Savage, and who else? Oh, Jack Harlow. So I had those three for the time being or whatever. And I'm bringing in Baby's team and he's nice. He's such a nice guy. Mm-hmm. But like, you know how he like, sometimes he just looks a little lost, you know? And he was just looking.
He looks a little lost.
I know exactly what she means.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah, and I don't know. It wasn't like nothing really happened, but like.
It was just funny seeing that nigga.
Yeah, like,
his environment.
I don't know, like, he just like came out and he was just like, "How y'all doing?" And he like bowed his head, kind of thing. And
he
like,
bowed
was,
like a
samurai. He didn't like bow, but like you know, he was like walking and kind of like nodding at the same time. And then you know, like walked in and was just looking at everybody, like, this, you know, is this where I go? Like, kind of thing. So I don't know, some shit like that. It was just funny. Is this crazy? No, it's not crazy. So I don't know who it was, but it was like somebody in Migos's like entourage. Like, I had to drive them somewhere, but they was like tipping on the golf car, all types of shit. Like,
you'll be nervous whipping the little ass golf carts.
And I remember I was wearing New Balance, and he was like, "You from DC?" And I and I was like, "No, I'm not wearing a Helly Hansen." Some shit like that. And he was like, "What do you know about Helly Hansen?"
Nah, you really a DC? That's a DC outfit, low key. That's DC armor right there.
OD, and it was crazy too because I had on some high vis, so I really was like, I looked like you were a Mo.
You was a Killmo Chobo.
What's going on, Mo? They be saying like laughs like shit. I hate that so much.
Jaw like.
Yo, you wanted to talk about something that pisses me off.
Yeah.
People that say LLS, like fucking stop.
My God.
Please, this is a public service announcement.
Exactly. Stop that shit, man. Oh man, I gotta tell y'all a funny story. Like, I think the funniest like celebrity interaction I ever had is, I think it's not gonna believe this, but I was chilling. This is like 2013, and I was at a spot. It was like one of those fashion week type party shits.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm outside. I'm sitting there next to Azealia Banks, right?
Nah, I got one for you after.
You gonna come at you for this?
Yeah, so. We one niggas, we smoking and whatever. And she just looked at me and she's like, "You look mad comfortable, my nigga." And I'm like, "What?"
I love that.
She's mad about it.
Nigga, why you look so comfortable, nigga? I'm just like, what the fuck is in your face? And then she just walked off and bought a glizzy on the city. She bought a hot dog and that was it. And she faded to the shadow.
I'm screaming.
That's your bank, say legend.
That's crazy. I have an AB story as well. So, was it last year? I think it was 2020. So I was doing Fashion Week, and it was a show for Kim Shui, and she was supposed to walk. She's like the main attraction, the main event.
Yeah.
Shorty does not get here until literally like minutes before the show starts. Which like cool, whatever. So we're all there, all the models are like all lined up backstage. We're there doing like last checks for like the nails and stuff.
Yeah.
She has like a PA that's kind of like walking her and her team around. I only saw the PA, I didn't see her.
Right.
So
yeah, I already know where this is going.
It's just so fucking stupid. So I'm like walking across to get there, but I kind of like, we almost like walked into each other, basically, like me and the PA.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you know, I was like, oh my God, no, sorry, like, go ahead. But like, maybe when I said that, she took it on some like, oh, like, go ahead. You know what I mean? I don't know. Because I swear to you, I like walked to where I went and I watched her walk by me. Uh-huh. Bro, she put something on me. I don't know what it is.
You know she sacrificed chickens.
She literally looked me up and down. She looked me up and down. Oh, like, I want to say, like, lowered her glasses and looked at me, you know, type shit.
Also,
I don't know
Devil
if she
Wears Prada type shit. Yeah.
But that's how it felt. And I was like, I'm so sorry.
I hope she didn't put no voodoo on you, fam.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, let me stay clear. I want no problems, big fella.
Shout out to Azealia, man, and her fake Dominican accent is hilarious to me. Like, I don't know why she has.
I support her though. She's doing it. She's one of the girlies whose music is really good.
She's a necessary like chaotic energy we need. Like
necessary chaotic energy. You know.
You need somebody like that.
Little vibe check when they reset the cultural reset, if you will.
Exactly. You seen her the other day when she was in Home Depot, like just killed the
casual. I love that. Just chilling.
Barking on niggas, like,
like, okay, talk your shit.
I'm about to go buy these faucets and yell at niggas online.
Like, she's like, anyway, here's my frozen cat.
Oh my God. I just can never forget the chickens in the closet. Like, that's the craziest thing to me. Like, she showed a closet that was just full of dead chickens because she sacrificed the chickens to them.
Yo,
Salmonella shit. Though, right? How does that
type shit? Yeah. Like, I know it smells crazy in there. Like,
yeah.
I know it But yeah, man. So before we get out of here, Chrissy, you want to leave the people any, you know, last words, plug your shit, like give them all that.
Buy my album. It's coming out.
Yeah, you need like a. I was thinking you need like an alter ego, like you know how Gunna has Wanna. Like you need something like that. Like,
yo, I don't like who should it be? I want to be like Evil Kiki Palmer or something like that.
Right, or type shit.
You know, like
yeah.
I don't know. We'll come up with a name. Yeah, you know, stay tuned for part two. But y'all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Hola Chrissy HolaChrissy. Yeah. I tweet a lot of funny shit, cute as fuck. You guys should follow me and great to look at. And I'm funny, so
yeah, definitely follow her, man. Thank you so much for coming on. Yeah.
Thanks for having me. It was really fun.
Of course, of course.
Brunilla, you guys are legends.
Nah, you're the legend. We just
some real family, man.
Before we also, we ain't no freaks.
We ain't no freaks. I ain't never seen this nigga dick. We ain't touching. I'm not gay.
I think it's too funny. Oh yeah, one more thing before we go. Who would you like to see on here? If you could pick somebody to come on here, who would you like to see?
Oh my gosh, who would I like to see?
That you know.
That I know. Come on here. Fuck. This is such a good question.
A good guess on here.
I think. I think my homegirl Karma would be a really good guest.
We gotta make it happen now.
I think Karma needs to be on here.
Come on the show. We'll do it, man. We'll set it up.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, man, this has been another issue of House Calls. Brunil, thank you so much. My co-host, my brother.
No problem.
Appreciate you.
Ring, ring.
Thank you so much for coming on, Chrissy.
Thank you so much for having me.
And just like that, man, we're gonna get up out of here. We'll holler at y'all.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.